The shir is a general introduction to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, the major machlokes, the Gemara, whether it's the Rais or the Rabbanan. Overwhelming Shitas Rishonim, it's a mitzvah sesei derais. Why? Let's just first of all translate what the words of Kriya Shema are. Shema, if you look in the standard English translation, means hear. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Whether it means hear or understand. The word Shema in Hebrew could be, the Gemara said, in Tzorach Hashmila Oznov, or ain't it Tzorach Hashmila Oznov? You have to say it loud enough that you hear it, or not. So Rav Yossi said, you have to say it loud, say Shema, hear. We paskin, no, b'choloshen shata shomeya, every language you understand. What's the mitzvah? Shema Yisrael, understand. Yisrael. So Chazal tell us, that's when we get to Bar Shank for Malchusel Olam Voed, that when Yaakov Avinu was dying, he wanted to know, after all, he'd been 17 years in Mitzrayim, and he was very nervous how the culture of Mitzrayim would affect his family. When he came down, he came from Canaan. Canaan was a very primitive society. Egypt was the most advanced society of the time. So, and Vayeyachazuvah, they were grabbed by that society. His vision was Vayiskin Yisro Betach Bodod and Yaakov, that they should be separate. That's being Eretz Goshen. On the other hand, Chazal tell us that in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, that he wanted to be Megale, revealed to them what's going to happen in Jewish history. And the Stalik Mimena Shechina, he couldn't. That's why Vayechi Rashi tells us the Sosum. The Zohar says he did do it, except he realized that being in Egypt, even the Yud Beis Shiftekot, the Madrega had slipped, and they didn't really understand it. So he wanted to know, are they still with him in all the Yesodei Adats or not? And they answered him, Shema, Yisrael. Yisrael was their father. And the way the Rambam describes it, he says, why do we say Bar Shank Fod quietly? V'loma Koran came. Mesoras he be Adena. We have a Mesora. Shebashor shekibetz Yaakov Avinu as bonav b'Mitzrayim when he b'shatz misoso tzivam commanded the vezirzom mezaris them al yichud Hashem that the battle that Avram Avinu brought to the world against Avodah Zarah yichud Hashem al derech Hashem shehalach bo Avram Yitzhakoviv. And interesting, there were two things that he commanded them before he died. First of all, Yichud Hashem. Second of all, Midos Tovos, Derech Hashem. Ramam Perek Aleph Hilchos Deus says, when I talk, Derech Hashem means Midos, Stoku Mishpot, Emes V'Chesed. Why? Because the Pasuk says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Avram Avinu? the manner she yitzave as bonov as beso achrof, because he's going to teach his descendants lishmo derech Hashem. So Yaakov Aminu told them yichon Hashem and derech Hashem. Shalchba Avram yitzgoviv. V'shoal olson. He asked them, omelim bonai. Shema yesh b'chem solas misha eino omer imi. Someone who's not standing with me. V'yichud adon kol ha'olam. V'yichidus. And the Rambam is very careful about his choice of words. Adon kol ha'olam. He is the master, the one who runs the entire world. Not Yichud Hashem is some abstract thing. He's the Adon. We say Adon Olam means he controls and runs the world. Morris says that was the Chiddush of Avram Avinu. That Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon means the one who runs this entire world. And it's being run by Yichud, by one source running the world. Kiinyan Shama Lano Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, Penyesh Bechem Isha U Isha Mishpocho Shashe Levovo Pon Hayom Ishachem Shoresh Pororosh Velano. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? It's not enough that you don't worship Avodah Zarah. Maybe there's a Shoresh, a little seed inside of you that Meshach HaZaman, Meshach five Doros will grow. Pororosh Velano. And they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. Kloma Shema Mimenu. Hear from us, Ovinu Yisrael, our father Yisrael. Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. Posel Chazokein, we honor Barashem for Mokzulomga. Okay, so what is Shema Yisrael? They were talking to Yaakov Ovinu, and we use that today as our declaration. But Yisrael means, then it meant, listen, Yaakov Inu Yisrael, and today it means Klal Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, Hoya Hova V'yiyah. He is the source of all existence in this world. Now that means two things. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into existence, gave it existence, number one. And the Rambam said, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, something. The entire world continues to exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving existence. When I give a marshal, what does that mean? That we're like plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. And you detach that plug, not, it's gone. It means not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once created the world again, Shmayah. He's continually infusing it with existence. Hamachadish betuvo b'chol yom tomin ma'aseh b'reishis. He is recreating ma'aseh b'reishis every day. La osei. He's an osei ma'aseh b'reishis. He's currently not osei ma'aseh b'reishis. He's an osei ma'aseh b'reishis. Yudkei vavkei ha'yahoviyah. He gives it. He always existed. He does exist. He will exist. And he's the source of existence. What does Elokeinu mean? The Torah says, Baal HaKochos Kulam, the source of existence, he is the source of, he runs and controls the entire world down to its finest detail. That's Elokeinu. Now, there are many sources of existence. Maybe there are many powers that control the world. No. That which is the source of existence, Echad, is one. Now, what does one mean? It means a number of things. It means literally one. But Chazal say, Yichudo shel Olam. He is unique and totally different and distinct from the world. Now, That's what the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad mean. Now, there is a major machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba to define exactly what the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is all about. Major machlokas. In general, there's a mitzvah, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas Rishonim, how we paskin. Mitzvah srichas kavon or no? I take a lulav, I pick up the lulav. I have to have kavon to be out to the mitzvah, and go out to the mitzvah just by picking up the lulav. The Rajba says that applies to a lot of mitzvahs. It does not apply to mitzvahs kriyashma. Why not? He's taking off from a Mishnah. When the Mishnah asks, why first we say Shema Yisrael and then we say V'hoyim Shemoa, it says, because Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and V'hoyim Shemoa is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And you mark them Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim to Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Says the Rashba. Oh, if the mitzvah were just reading a certain text. So then, apply Mitzvah's Kavona, maybe by Megillah, for instance. No question. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that I'm every day, twice a day, Mechuyut v'makabal o malcho shemaya, but not saying Hareini makabal o malcho shemaya. Through a specific means, by reciting the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I understand that Yud Kei Vav Kei is the source of existence. He runs the world completely and entirely. And he is the only source of existence, only source of power in this world. That is what I have to think. But thinking is not enough. A different formula is not enough. It has to be via these words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And since that is the mitzvah, the whole machlokas, the mitzvah srichas kavon, the mitzvah ainus srichas kavon, it doesn't apply to Kriya Shema. I just say the words, I didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the saying, and the mitzvah is not the thinking. The mitzvah is under saying it, understanding it, being mekabel or machlok, thinking it, and spelling it out in words. Thinking it and spelling it out in words. So says the Rashba. The Ramban says no. He says the mitzvah is just reciting a parsha that talks about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, reciting a parsha that talks about Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, but not that I am hereby makabel on myself Sol Malchus Shemayim. Major machlokas and differences gabay many halachas. Now, what is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim? Mean b'chol. I described one part of it. So that would mean Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is only the first pasuk. Says the Rambam, no. Umahu kore, what is the mitzvah? Now here we have a whole issue. What's the mitzvah d'oraisa? What's the mitzvah d'rabbanan? The Rambam is the opinion that all three parshas, Shema, Vayim Shmoah, and Vaidaber, parshas Tzitzis, are all d'oraisa. Umahu kore. What does he read? Shalosh parshus elu. He's first said paim b'chol yom. You read Krishma. Kod says shochul kumecha. Umahu kore shalosh parshus elu. Ve'en shma v'yom shemoa v'yomer. Umagdimim likros parshus shma. Why do we first read parshus shma? Neishish but tzivui. There's a tzivui al yichud Hashem. Doesn't stop there. Ve'havoso. Included when Shua ben Korcha said it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, Rama says, what did he mean? There are three aspects to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, Avas Hashem, Yohafta Yitz Hashem Elokecho, the Talmudo, Mrs. Talmud Torah. V'hoyu hadvorim ho'eile asher anochi metzavcha hayom alo v'vecho. What does that mean? So the Sifri says, "V'keitzed haderech lahavos." So, how do I get to Avas Hashem? It's so simple. No. Oh, you adrom veila shenochim etzav chayom alo vechol through limud haTorah. Any limud haTorah? No. Only if you do it in a serious way. Serious, intense limud haTorah. That brings you to Ahavas Hashem. The Rambam then throws in one final thing. So if these are the three things that Kabbalah Somalcha Shemayim, he says, with Talmudo Shezehu Ho Iker HaGodol Shehakol Toli Bo. What is everything dependent on? Functionally. What is it? Limud Torah. See, through Limud Torah, and that's really the Sefri. Ketzen HaDerech. That through serious and intense Limud HaTorah, it brings to Ahavas Hashem a deep understanding of Yichud Hashem. So, that is what Kabbalah Somalcha Shemayim. He says, V'yachareho v'hoyim shamoa. Why? Sheyesh bat sivu al shara mitzvahs. Because what do we say? V'hoyim shamoa tishma el mitzvosai asha anuchi mitzav eskham hayim. We say, we accept mitzvahs. What is accepting mitzvahs? It means we made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we keep mitzvahs, it's one thing. If we don't keep mitzvahs, it's disaster. Right? I re-accept that bris between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shar Kula, the Achach Parsha Tzitzis. Then we have the third Parsha. Shigamhi yesh bot tzivu al zechiras kol ha-mitzvahs. He doesn't even talk about tzitzis. Av b'shem mitzvah tzitzis no heges b'layla, koronos o b'layla. Yesh bot zichron yitzias mitzrayim, because of yitzias mitzrayim. What is it? Zechiras kol ha-mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, I have to say every day the words of Mantizkeru v'atzisim es kol mitzvah soy. That, understanding that, it's not there are a lot of mitzvahs, okay, I'll do some and not the other. It's kol mitzvos, everything. And, what do we have? That's zechiras kol mitzvos. Tzitzis is to remind us, and zechira means I have to say it. And then the Rambam says something else. Part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. I have to say every day, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lazam Tizkos Yom Seisrum Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayach. And that's part of the mitzvah of creation. What does it have to do? What does it have to do? The answer is simple. Kriya Shmos, okay. Now, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we say in the Haggadah, it's all Shaila. What about Limos HaMashiach? Will we say it or we won't say it? Matiskas Yom Tseishchem Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayach. My Rama says, what's Kol Yimei Chayach? Hovili Limos HaMashiach. We'll say it even Limos HaMashiach. If so, you say it only today. If you say Bayom Ubalaila, so what is called Yemei Chayecha? We won't say it Bisman HaMashiach. So people ask, we won't say it Bisman HaMashiach, so it's not a mitzvah noeg l'doros? The answer is. Why won't we say it? So the Gemara says, Pasuk says, Lo Ya'omer Od, you won't say anymore Bisman Bias HaGol, Chay HaShem HaShotzias Mei HaShem HaYetra, Chay HaShem HaShotzias. What does that mean? Every day, we have to mention the biggest Gilui Shechina that there was. Today, so we say, I'm a Kabbalah Malach Hashemayim. I'm a Kabbalah Mitzvah. And I mention the biggest Gilui Shechina that we had in our history, which was when Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lasad Lava, Bizman Bias Hagol, Bimhair Bimenu. What will be? the biggest Gilui Shechina will be the Bias HaGoel, Kibbutz Golios, and Mashiach establishing himself in Eretz Yisrael. So then we'll have to mention that. Because Gilui Shechina is not every day. Gilui Shechina has certain unusual periods in history when there's a Gilui Shechina. So Mitzvahs Kriya Shema is number one, Kabbalah Somach HaShemayim, which has three subdivisions. Ichud, Ava, V'Talmud Torah. Then is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. What does it mean, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? Now here you have to be very careful. Mitzvahs are a wonderful thing. They're fantastic. We enjoy doing mitzvahs. But mitzvahs lava henes nitnu. Says Rashi, says, Leos kiyumam hanoa ba'olam. Shabbos is a fantastic thing. I don't understand how people live without Shabbos. But we accept it as an ol malchus. If it's good, if it's bad, if it's simple, it's hard, it's an ol. Kabbalah's ol malchus shemayim. We accept it no matter what. B'shas mesiris nefesh. When Rabbi Akiva was being tortured, says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Not so pleasant to be tortured to death. So he says, it's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Mitzvahs Ol Mitzvahs. It's number one. It's Ol Malchus Shemayim. It has three subdivisions: Yichud, Ava, and Talmud Torah. It's Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. What does it mean, all mitzvahs? If I'm in the mood to keep Shabbos, I keep Shabbos. I'm not in the mood to Shabbos. It's, something very important happening. No. And all means, you do it, v'nosatim taras chem b'ito. You don't do it, v'chorav Hashem b'chem. It's schar v'onish. Very serious business. Not if you're in the mood, if you're not in the mood. Schar v'onish. That's all mitzvahs. Then the third part is a very simple thing. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Kol Mitzvahs. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was once Megala himself in a very clear way. Now Gilui Shechina went through Yetzias Mitzrayim through a number of different madregas. First of all, Esamakas. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu showing Pyro, I'm in absolute control of all of nature. We have Varti Beretz Mitzrayim B'Layel Hazeh. That night, it wasn't just understanding what was happening. There was Gilui Shechina in. There they felt somehow their neshamas connected in one level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't see anything. Their neshamas connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was present there in Mitzrayim. It was a connection of their neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they go the next step, Kriyas Yamsuf. They're raised to a whole level of Nevuah. Their neshama connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they have a clearer picture of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how he runs the world. And finally, at Maimon Har Sinai, they went to a whole different level of Nevuah, where the Neshama is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a whole different level. Rambam writes, it's actually to Tos Kohenim, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a very different Nevuah than the Nevuah of all the other Nevi and the Psukim at the end of Parshas Balos will say. Any other Navi is b'chalom, b'mara, is Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha, yedaber yishol re'ehu. He was erva omeid, he wasn't passed out in some sort of a trance, seeing a vision. That's how every other Navi saw it. Passed out in a trance and a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu kasha, yedaber yishol re'ehu. Just like I'm talking to you, you can talk back to me. Yedaber yishol re'ehu. Kashi Yidabi Yishol Re'ehu. Mamed Har Sinai, there were none notch under Moshe Rabbeinu. They were standing there, away, and they had such a clear vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a clear understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because their neshamas connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a whole different level. The Rambam writes, there's no mitzvah at that point, there was no mitzvah to them of believing in Yichud Hashem or the Sheker of Avodah Zarah. They, once your neshama connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on such a level, you see things with such clarity, it's like there can't be a mitzvah of two plus, believing that 2 + 2 = 4. I just go 2, 2 is 4. That's one. That was the highest level of Gilui Shechina. And Maimed Har Sinai. So, what are we talking about? We say there was a period in time. It's unbelievable, Gilui Shechina. Our neshamas connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level, and everything was clear to us. Lost level, whatever that means, will connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu even on a higher level. It's all part of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Now, whether we read the part, the machlokas between the Rajb and the Ramban is, are we accepting all Malach HaShemayim? We're accepting all mitzvahs? Or just reciting psukim that describe all Malach HaShemayim, describe all mitzvahs? Now, we say it twice a day. Now here, there's a very big difference between this and other mitzvahs. The Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof Amud Aleph talks in Mitzvah Hayom. Lulav is a mitzvah hayom. Take it during the day. Shofar is a mitzvah hayom. And what does the mitzvah hayom go? It begins at Alos HaShachar. Till when? Till Shkia. And Besofek until Seisa Kochav. And there's a definition of what is yom for mitzvahs, what is laila for mitzvahs. The mitzvah is halaila. The Noah call halaila. This is different. It's not. It is a mitzvah because it doesn't say b'yom u'b'layah. It says b'shoch b'cho u'v'kumecho. B'zman shmei odom shochvim, b'zman shmei odom komim. And a mitzvah halaylo you can't do after amor ha'shachar. We'll see what that is in a second. Krishma, since people are still in bed and sleeping after amor ha'shachar, you can. But do you ever do it then? So it's different than a lot of other mitzvahs in terms of the time. There's no, it does, most mitzvahs depend on Yom V'Laila. This depends on Sheman Shechiva and Sheman Kima. Okay, now. Here, just Agdoma. See in Shulchan Aruch, the first Magen Avraham makes a point. Let's just introduce those of you not familiar with the Jewish day. There are a period called Amar HaShachar, Netzach Amo, Shkia, Seisa Kochavim. Okay. Amar HaShachar is, the Gemara says, 4 million or maybe 5 million before sunrise. Sunrise is when? When the sun first pokes, it's the first marshal of the sun that goes above the horizon. Let's assume everything is sea level because to adjust it becomes a little complex. We begin with that. Sea level. Okay. If you, the first marshal of the sun above, that's Neisacham. Before that, there's a period when there's light in the horizon. And it's 4 mil. Well, what is a mil? Here is a Gemara that says the entire day is 40 mil. 40 mil. There's 4 mil before, from Amar HaShachar to Neitz, and 4 mil from Shkia. Shkia is when the last marshal of the sun goes underneath the horizon. Until Tseisa Kochavim, the Gemara says, it's another 4 or 5 mil. Let's forget the Mandama who says 5 mil, that'll just confuse us. Now, so this the whole day is 40. Now the question is, what is this 40? 40 from Amar HaShach to Tzeisa Kochavim, or 40 from Neitz to Shkia. If it's 40 from Neitz to Shkia, that means there's 4 before, 40 in the middle, and 4 at the end. Or if the 40 goes from Amar HaShach to Tzeisa Kochavim, it's 4, 32, 4. Okay. So how does that spell out in real terms? It spells out very, very simple. We'll take a standard day of 12 hours. So if the standard day of 12 hours is 40 mil, 4 mil before is 4 over 40, very advanced mathematics. 4 over 40 equals 1 over 10. So from Amar HaShachar till Neitz is 1/10 of 12 hours. 12 hours, another piece of very advanced mathematics, 12 times 60, 720. 1/10 of 720 is 72. So 4 mil could be that way, 72. Or if on the other hand, it's 4/32. So 4 over 32 is 1 over 8. 720 over 8 is 90. So it's either 72 minutes or 90 minutes. What is a mil? 1/4 of 72 or 18 minutes. 1/4 of 90, which is 22 and a half. Very simple mathematics. So whenever you go baking matzahs, you know, what do you do baking matzahs? Make sure it's under 18 minutes. Why? Gemara says to become chometz, you need a sheer mil. So we pass in 18 minutes. Okay. Now, so Amar HaShachar is either 72 or 80 or 90 minutes before Shkia, before Neitz. What does that mean? The Gemara says that if you were standing on an equinox day on sea level, that's when your first amount, the strip of light goes across the horizon. Okay. But you're not always spending your life on a 12-hour day at sea level. So how do we adjust it to in our lives? There are three separate shittas on that, so you'll understand all the difference in all the luchos. One shita is, we're not talking about any time, certain amount of darkness. So that has to be adjusted, of course, to latitude, time of the day, altitude, and the like. That's what we refer in Hebrew, lefi ha'ofek, according to the latitude. But it's not only latitude. Okay. That is one sheet. In order to make that adjustment, you have all sorts of complex tables that, no. And even altitude is a problem. For instance, yesterday morning, I was flying over the Atlantic Ocean as the sun was coming up. So that's one altitude. This morning, I was in Yerushalayim. It's another altitude. Everything adjusts. That's one mahalach. Another halach is no. The halacha, that's too complicated. Halacha generally is in very concrete terms. Something that's applicable to person at any time, at any place. Not that you need advanced mathematical tables doing it. Okay. So that sheet just says, no, there's a certain amount of time. Where did we get that amount of time from? We get that amount of time from what would be in an ideal situation, sea level on an equinox day, and the halacha is that time, 72 minutes or 90 minutes. Two different ways of making that chesed, what is Amar HaShachar? And then it doesn't vary with altitude, latitude, time of the year. It's one fixed number. But that's sheet of subdivides, the two ways of calculating time. One is clock time, and one is shosmanios. Shosmanios means you take the entire day and divide it into 12 parts, and that's an hour. That's an hour. During the winter, it's a shorter hour. During the summer, it's a longer hour. Okay, those of you who are familiar with Sefer Chovim Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes on the clock, because they hold it's a mil is 18 minutes, 72 minutes is 4 mil, according to, and that's after Shabbos Rabbeinu Tam, and it goes by clock time. Other people do it, not by clock time, 1/10 of the day, 1/8 of the day. That's where all these times come from. Now, there is, in general, a massive machlokas between the Gro and the Morgan Avraham, how to calculate shows manios. The Morgan Avraham says, shows manios, you take the day from Amud HaShachar till Tzeisek L'chovim Dalad Milam, you divide that into 12, and that's the shows manios. The Gro says, no. You take it from Nates, sunrise, to Shkia, and that's the Shos Manios. For instance, Zman Tefila is Dalet Shos. Zman Tefila is Dalet Shos. So according to the Morgan Avraham, what does Dalet Shos mean? You take the amount of time from Amud HaShachar, which is 4 million before, so it says 4 million after, you take that entire time, which then is 12 hours in the middle. And let's say 72, you take that, it's 14 hours and 22 minutes. You divide it into 12, and that's a Shos Manios from Amud HaShachar. It's 1/3 of the day from Amud HaShachar till Tzeisek L'chov. The Gro says, no. You begin with Shkia, and you go till, you begin with Nates, you go till Shkia. And that affects countless things in Halacha. Says the Morgan, the first Morgan of Rahman Hilchos Kriya Shema, says, even if you disagree with me in everything else, Kriya Shema, you have to agree with me. And that's what people call the Zman Kriya Shema of the Morgan of Rahman. Why? And he has a Svara, he has a Lamdas there. Because when does Kriya Shema begin? But the ever Kriya Shema begins with Amud HaShachar. So even if you'll disagree with me about this, that, and everything else, but here begins Amud HaShachar. And the Gro says, no, even here. Now, how do we paskin la halacha in this massive achlokas? Ma'am Morgan Avraham, remember, it's Ma'am Morgan Avraham, you can have at least six versions. Just off the top of my head, I can give you another three that'll confuse you. Is it 72 minutes? Is it 90 minutes? Or it's Lefi Ha'ofek? And if it's, that's actually five. And if it's 72 or 90, is it clock minutes or Zmanios minutes? So it ends up you have five versions. So you see a Luach says, oh, we're going to have Ramzman Kriyishma. Wait a second. This gentleman made a certain decision, and he put it down, and the uninformed consumer says, oh, really? As an informed consumer, you realize, not so simple. Well, according to the Gro, it's very simple. You begin with Nates, you got a Shkia, and 1/4 of that is Man Kriya Shkia. That is very, very simple and very straightforward. And how do you paskin in that? So here, it depends, not so simple. Take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, we're going to have him fine. We paskin, the minhag of Klal Yisrael says, like the Gro. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura is like that. Back and forth, not clear how he paskins. And And because of that, people who follow the Mishnah completely are machmir for the Mogen Avraham's man. And it's not so clear. Now, there's an independent shita. Mishkan Shaka, he likes to make life easy for all Jews. Where did the Gemara get this three shawls from? It says most people get up by 2 hours after nights. B'shtei shawls. B'nei melachim, loyal people who don't have to work for a living and they're supported by who knows what, they slept themselves out of bed by gimel shawls. And b'kumecha means when even b'nei melachim get up. So Mishkan Yaakov says, wait a second. I have to understand, Mishkan Yaakov was living up in Russia, up northern Russia. Karlin. Okay. That's where he was living. He says, in the summer, when Nates is very early, no one's getting up that time. Mishkan Yaakov comes up, and he has all sorts of rayas for it. That 3 o'clock hours before Chatzos. Now, that's very wonderful in the summer, especially if you're all the way north in Russia, you can sleep much later. And some people like to adopt the Mishkan Yaakov. There's only one problem. Mishkan Yaakov, when it comes to the winter, is much earlier than everybody else. But normally, I've seen some people like to sleep late say, well, I whole like the Mishkan Yaakov. Very few people do that. Most do the regular, the normal way. And this is the beginning of the understanding of Zman Kriya Shema. Now, here then, what is the real, this is the deadline Zman Kriya Shema. What is the Lechatchila Zman Kriya Shema? Yes, like for seeking, not like for seeking. But if you take a look, when you'll get into in Shulchan Aruch today's general introduction to what Kriya Shema is all about, you'll see, according to almost all poskim, it's a mitzvah lechatchila to say Kriya Shema as early as possible, and not to wait down to the end. And why? That you'll see when you get it. Today was your general introduction to the entire topic of what Kriya Shema is, what Kriya Shema is about, and when you have to say it.